driving. Do you see clients who want to take the keys away?
Yes.
And what do you tell them?
I think that people really have to be either honest or devious in the process, but humanely devious. The honest approach would be that I'm really concerned about your driving. I'm afraid that you might be a threat. Have you considered other ways of getting around? I also think that as a society, we have an obligation to protect others who may be affected by anyone who's impaired. So that it is not even a question of nicety at times, that you must actually contact a physician, and if you believe that your parent is impaired, do something about it. Mm-hmm. That this value certainly supersedes pleasing and being nice. Mm-hmm. Although it can be a tremendous shock, because the car, as we know, is the ego and the gateway to freedom. Mm-hmm. So deprive a man of his car, mm-hmm. and he suffers tremendously.
Sure.
Someone who has been driving and isolated, to discover that there is a great sociability in taking the bus,
or
the metro,
right.
and that what has seemed to be a deficit can actually be transformed into a tremendous gain, where they're out, no longer in their own box, meeting the world and socializing.
Okay, I want to move on to an even harder one. You think your parents need to move out of the family home. Help us with that one.
It all depends on why you think the parents need to move out of the family home. You may think that because you don't like being called upon so often, and you'd prefer that someone else take care of the issue. It can range from anything from self-serving, let them take care of it, I have a hard time saying no, to a real concern that the parents are demented and absolutely need help.
Right.
But often we do things and phrase things as self-serving, such as it would be better for them, when what we really mean is it might be easier for us.
Yeah.
So we have to be very, very careful about what we're saying and what we're really meaning, and to take ownership. Often we try to control our own discomfort by controlling other people's behavior, by placing them, by medicating them, or by shaming them.